were fixed on the curlew, which, suddenly falling silent, was gliding to the heather some 200 yards away. She smiled, and with her smile, her face, which in repose was perhaps too serious, too set with some sort of private effort at self-rule, lighted, as she had been told at various times that it did, to a kind of beauty. As she had been told. As I suppose I may not say for myself, since the girl was myself. Myself when young, more than 50 years ago. Mrs. Kate Herrick, aged 24, widowed, well-to-do, and here in Strathbeg to visit her grandmother, who is employed as cook at the house. Somewhere deep in the heather the grouse called again, "Come back, come back!" And indeed Mrs. Kate Herrick, who had been Cathy Welland, and who had helped in the kitchen and sometimes in the gardens of the house, had at last, and after more than 4 years, come back. I looked at my watch. Gran would be awake now, and after the comings and goings of the morning, there would be time at last for that private talk. I had not arrived till late on the previous night, and still did not know why she had so urgently summoned me north. "To have a real talk. No, not on the phone, Hen. I'll tell you when you come." Then, as an afterthought, "You do remember Rose Cottage, don't you?" Of course I remembered Rose Cottage. It was one of the cottages on the Brandons' English estate, and lay some 2 miles from the village of Todd Hall. My grandfather, as a young man, had been gardener at the Hall, and one summer, when the family, as the Brandons were locally known, went north to their newly purchased Scottish estate, he went with them to help with the recovery and remaking of the long-neglected garden. There he met and married Mary Campbell, the kitchen maid, and took her south with him when his job was done. A year later, their daughter was born. In an uncharacteristically poetic moment, they called her Lilius, a name taken from one of the portraits of long-dead Brandons that hung at the Hall. Lilius was my mother. I barely remembered her, but the memory was all delightful. Deliciously pretty, full of joyous spirits and invariably kind, she danced her way up from scullery maid to the heights of housemaiding at the Hall, with a light heart and, as was found to my cost, what her 18th-century namesake would have called a light skirt. I had never been told who my father was. My mother was, of course, banished from service at the Hall when she was found to be pregnant. Her parents, defying the customs of the time, took her in and cared lovingly for her, and in due time for her baby, while the Brandons, without a word on the subject, left their gardener and their cook to manage their own affairs. Which showed their good sense, since cooks as good as my grandmother were, even in those days, hard to come by. When I was 5 years old, my grandfather died. Soon after his death, Gran's elder sister came from Scotland to keep her company. This was Aunt Betsy, and with her came change. Aunt Betsy was religious. Rose Cottage was no longer a place of kindness, but of godliness with a capital G. My mother stood it for a year, then one night, soon after my 6th birthday, she left. The room I shared with her was at the front of the cottage, over the kitchen, which was our main living room. I was wakened from sleep by raised voices. Gran's, urgent with something that could have been despair or anger. My mother's, unwontedly shrill and tearful. Aunt Betsy's, high, hard, and assured. I slid down under the bedclothes and covered my ears. A door slammed, light footsteps on the bare wooden stairs. My bedroom door opening softly, my mother at my bedside. Then a swift kiss, which let me know that there were tears on her cheeks. I stood at the window and watched her go down the front path. I never saw her again. She had gone with the gypsies, Gran said. Every year they came to the same lane near our house for a few nights, and they were there on the night she left. But by morning the camp had vanished without trace, and there'd been no way of getting in touch with her. From time to time she wrote, usually with the card she sent for Christmas and for Gran's and my birthday.